And suppose a person is wearing funny-looking clothes. You'd say he really looks...
shabby.
Shabby. Now, would you use a different word if this were a woman instead of a man? And she wore funny-looking clothes.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Well, what do you call it when a woman is wearing her very best clothes? You say she's really...
dressed up.
Okay. And if it's a man, you'd say he's really...
dressed up too.
Right? Okay. What word would you use to refer to an elderly person who's very, very lively and who gets around unusually well? You might say he's certainly what for his age?
Active.
Okay, very good. You say that somebody who never wants to do any work and who doesn't have any ambition is...
lazy.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its beard? I mean, bill.
Woodpecker.
Woodpecker. Beard. Oh, goodness. I've been seeing too many of the students at the university. You know how those young people are. What do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass? Now, I don't mean a cricket.
Grasshopper.
Okay. What do you call it when somebody or something just goes out of control? You might say that the car skidded on the ice and went what across the highway?
So many feet across the highway.
Okay, now what about an explosion? You might say that the pieces of metal went... well, this
50
is...
50 feet or 60 feet, that'd be the number of...
Well, would you ever use the term every which way or this away and that away?
No, I guess it would be permissible, but...
but you wouldn't use those, right? I didn't think so. All right, what do you call an old, dilapidated house that evil spirits might live in and little children are afraid to go into a...
ghost town?
Uh-huh. See a lot of those on television.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. And what are the spirits that live in the ghost house called?
Hants.
Okay.
I don't know how you spell that, because that's...
I think they've got it spelled here. What do you call something like a black cat that people say brings bad luck?
That would be a superstition.
Mm-hmm. Or would you ever use the term jinx, hoodoo, or voodoo?
Yeah, you could use it any other way.
Mm-hmm. Would you use one more than the other, maybe?
I'd say jinx.
Jinx, okay. Well, now, what do people call a person who brings bad luck? They might say he's a regular.
Mm-hmm. What would you say about it? Hard luck?
Hard luck. Or would you say he's a regular jinx ever?
I guess that would be better.
Well, I was just thinking, would you ever use it in that way? Well, now, what would you call a child whose mother and father are not married?
Illegitimate.
Okay. Now, what do you call a place where a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial?
Undertaker.
Okay. Well, what do you call the box or the case that the body is put into for burial?
Coffin.
Okay. Now, what do you call the place where the dead are buried?
Cemetery.
Okay. Well, now, what do you call flowing water that's smaller than a river?
Right.
Very good. Now, what do you call a branch that's smaller than a branch?
Mud puddle.
Mud puddle. If it's still flowing, would you?
Yeah, it wouldn't be a mud puddle if it was still flowing, would it?
What would you call it, a brook or a creek or a stream or either one of those?
Either one, a stream, I guess, would be better.
Probably. Okay. Well, it doesn't matter if it's better or worse, you know, just whatever you might use. Mm-hmm.